Good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's, I should say this morning's, varsity girls basketball game. We are at Belmont High School. Belmont High School hosting the regional this year. They hosted the boys' regional baseball back in the spring. Hamilton Heights went against Leo. You can still listen to that ball game on a rebroadcast at putmeinsports.com. We'll mention today's ball game here this morning. It's going to be the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies at 18-5 on the season, going against the Garrett Lady Railroaders at 25-1. We thank you for tuning in to putmeinsports.com. Should be a good ball game here this morning. This game's going to start at 10 a.m. Going to have a second game later on this morning. Going to be actually at 12 noon. It'll be the Belmont Lady Braves at 17-8 and the Benton Central Lady Bison at 26-1. So pretty good place to play regional basketball for the girls variety right here at Belmont High School. And then we'll talk a little bit about strength of schedule. Strength of schedule here this morning, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Garrett Lady Railroaders. We'll mention in Class 4A, both schools participate against five 4A schools. In the 3A category, Hamilton Heights, 10 on their schedule. Lady Railroaders, they have 9. In the 2A department, Hamilton Heights with 5 on their schedule. Garrett with 8. And in the 1A category, Hamilton Heights does not play a 1A school. The Garrett Lady Railroaders play 1. We'll mention the Garrett Lady Railroaders presently a 23-game win streak intact. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, a 3-game win streak intact. That was all about the sectional right there at Yorktown High School. We'll talk about the feeder system right here for Class 3A Girls Regional. Feeder system right here at Belmont High School. The winners came out of sectional Woodland. That was Woodland sectional. Garrett won that. They got a bye the first game. They played 2 games, got the win. Hamilton Heights came out of the Yorktown sectional. They played all 3 games. 2 of their 3 games took overtime. Hamilton Heights got the win, obviously. Hamilton Heights did not have overtime for Saturday night when they played at 6 o'clock versus Delta. We'll mention the feeder system. Belmont, all four sectionals, they came out of Mississinewa, Woodland, West Lafayette, and Yorktown. And then we'll also mention Jimtown. Jimtown at the top of the brackets right there, right above Belmont. Feeder system out of Jimtown. Griffith, Knox, Northwood, and South Bend Washington High School. The bottom of the bracket, the two schools hosting regional competition today, is Greencastle and Charleston. The feeder sectionals for the Greencastle Regional is Danville Community, Garin Catholic, Indian Creek, and Northview. The feeder system for Charleston Regional is Gibson Southern. That's a drive. I've been there for football. Greensburg, North Harrison, and Washington. They put a pretty good regional together. Athletic Director Dale Mance right here at Belmont High School. Thankful for them. Belmont High School is located at 1000 East North Adams Drive, Decatur, Indiana, 46733. Hamilton Heights traffic probably went straight up. I-69, I did. Jumped off on 224. Went east. And it's just a matter of miles, and you end up right here at the high school, Belmont Brave High School. So the public address, addressing the crowd right now, 5:26 on the game clock. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, that's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies school enrollment, 739. The school was conglomerated in 1965. Became Hamilton Heights from Jackson Central. Their Class 3A, sectional 24. There were 6 in their sectional. participating with Hamilton Heights, Jay County, Newcastle, Yorktown, Delta, and Muncie Booth. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. And the athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by telephone, 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find them at hhscpuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference order of finish for 2021-22 is like this. At the top, number one is Denton Central. Number two, Hamilton Heights. Number three, Lafayette Central Catholic. Number four, Northwestern. Number five, Tipton. Number six, Twin Lakes. Number seven, Western. Number eight, West Lafayette. Number nine, Rensselaer Central. And number 10, Lewis Cass. The Hamilton Heights Huskies are coached by Mr. Keegan Cherry. 99 wins, 47 losses, working in year number 6 at Hamilton Heights. The Lady Huskies are currently 18 wins, 5 losses. They won the East Division of the Hoosier Conference, 4 wins, 0 losses. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies average, this is an average of 23 games, offensively 49.2 points per contest. Defensively, they give up 34.3. The next game on the agenda for Hamilton Heights or Jarrett shall go against the winner of the 12 noon game right here at Belmont High School. In that game will be Belmont and Denton Central. The final game tonight, championship game, will start at 8 p.m. Putney and Sports will collect some notes between ball games, and we'll be back tonight for the 8 o'clock tip-off. We'll start about 7:45 p.m. Now we'll talk a little bit about the home team on the scoreboard. That's the Garrett Lady Railroaders. They have a school enrollment of 591. Their school was founded in 1965. Their Class 3A came out of Sectional 21, 6 in their sectional at Woodland High School. Their sectional consisted of Garrett, Woodman, Fort Wayne Zwinger, Angola, Leo, and Fort Wayne Concordia. The principal at Garrett High School is Matt Smith. The athletic director is Chris DePue. We'll mention Garrett High School is located at 801 East Houston Street, Garrett, Indiana, 46738. You can reach them by telephone, 260-357-4114. On the web, you can find them at gkdsandbob.k12.in.us. On Twitter, at GKDDistrict. At GKDDistrict. They wear the colors maroon and navy blue. They perform in the Northeast Corner Conference. There are 12 in their conference. They finish like this. Number one, Garrett, 10-0. Number two, Fairfield at 9-1. Number three, Angola. Number four, Central Noble. Number five, Eastside. Number six, Prairie Heights. Number seven, Lakeland. Number eight, Cherubusco. Number nine, Fremont. Number 10, Westview. Number 11, West Noble. And number 12, Hamilton. 38 seconds, clock rolling down. Pre-game, they're getting ready to stand for the national anthem. Play some rock and roll right here, What I Like About You. Pretty good music right here. They've got a good selection. Fans are showing up. Garrett's going to occupy the stands behind the scorer's bench. Hamilton Heights fans going to occupy across from the scorer's bench. They've got a lower area. They've got an upper balcony. I remember I was here probably 8, 10 years ago. Hamilton Heights girls basketball was here. And I had a pretty good conversation at halftime with Mr. Don Jellison. It was epic. No question. Don Jellison, what a sports figure in Hamilton County and in this state of Indiana. A lot of folks loved Don Jellison. Rest his soul. We have thank you out for the Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter was begun by Jeff Ellison. Jeff Ellison, going to run for coroner of Hamilton County. We wish him the best. We'll mention Hamilton County Reporter, now occupied by about three, maybe four individuals. And we thank them for keeping it going at Hamilton County Reporter. We'll talk about them momentarily. Public address, addressing the crowd right now, going through some rules, some things to go by, letting people know where the restrooms are located. Girls basketball right here on a Saturday morning. Girls probably woke up 6 o'clock, got ready for this ball game. Going to tip it off at 10 a.m. That's a pretty early start for girls basketball. The game is kind of unusual, but that's the way the regional works. So two games here this morning, and they're going to play these two games. The two winners will play tonight at 8 p.m. right here at Belmont High School. We're going to set this down for our national anthem. That's our national anthem. We'll finish up pregame here at Lady Railroaders. Head coach is Bob Lapatis. We'll mention he's 177 wins, 78 losses. Working in year number 11 at Garrett High School, 2012 to present. Garrett Lady Railroaders 25-1. They finished 10-0 in the Northeast Corner Conference. They average offensively per game 54.6. They give up defensively 32.4. And then Hamilton Heights or Garrett, the winner of this contest, will play the winner of Belmont Benton Central. That'll be the 12 noon contest. We'll mention the non-starters for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Number 3, Taylor Harley. Number 12, Aubrey Baber. Number 13, Katie Brown. Number 14, Jocelyn Wolfgang. Number 15, Vivian Lynch. Number 23, Cassidy Schakel. Number 25, Kennedy Carey. And number 34, Morgan Iger. The starting lineup for the Lady Huskies, wearing number 2, a 5'6 sophomore, that's Ella Hickok. Number 4, 5'8" senior, that's Mia Shields. Wearing number 10, a 5'9 sophomore, that's Cameron Runner. Wearing number 24, 5'8" sophomore, Hadley Sherry. And starting in the middle, number 42, 6'3" senior, Michaela Moran. The Lady Huskies are coached by Keegan Cherry. Now the non-starters for the Garrett Lady Railroaders. They'll start like this. I take that back. We'll mention the non-starters. Number 22, Brooklyn Jacobs. Number 24, Alda Haynes. Number 24, Sophia Rubble. I should say Rubble. Number 30, Caitlin Bergman. Number 32, Taylor Girk. Number 42, Hallie Hathaway. Number 44, Kelsey Bergman. And number 52, Abby Weaver. The starters for the Garrett Lady Railroaders. They'll start like this. Number 4, 5'7 senior, Natalie Armstrong. Number 10, 5'10 junior, Bailey Kellum. Number 12, a 6'1" senior, Morgan Ostrowski. Number 14, a 5'5" senior, Faith Owen. And number 20, a 5'6" sophomore, McKenna Malcolm. The head coach for Garrett Lady Railroaders is Bob Lapotis. They're announcing the starters now for Garrett. They've gone through the Hamilton Heights lineup. Coach Keegan Jerry breaks up the huddle right there. Some final words before tip-off. 8 minutes on the game clock. This game is going to start pretty much right on schedule. 10:01 right now on the wristwatch. Players going to be introduced and they jog over, give knuckles to the three officials. One official going to elect to wear the mask. Other two going to go without one. Get ready for basketball. These girls have waited all season for today's ball game. Should be a good one. Regional competition, Woodland sectional, Yorktown sectional, getting ready to tip it off. Huskies are going to walk out on the floor. Garrett Railroaders out on the floor. And final words from Coach. Coach Lapotis, very kind gentleman, helped us with the starting lineups before the ball game. Keegan Cherry helped us with the starting lineups all season long. 8 minutes on the game clock. Going to tip it off. It's going to be Mike Taylor Moran. Tip's going to be controlled in the backcourt by Garrett. She jumped up center with Morgan Ostrowski. Ball's in the front court. Garrett Railroaders. Works it out top. Natalie Armstrong. She'll work it left. Get the ball back from Faith Owen. Work her right side well behind the arc. Dribble once. Going to pass it in. Bailey Kellum. She'll work the ball back around the perimeter. Out top. Right side is opposite of the scores bench. Deep in the front court. That's number 4. Natalie Armstrong. She'll go top of the key. Dish off 14, Faith Owen, to the right corner baseline. They'll work it inside, turnaround jumper, good. Credit the bucket, number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. 2-point ball game. Garrett on the board, Hamilton Heights first possession. In the front court, Ellie Hickok. Outside the arc, Mikayla Moran. Out top, starting this basketball game, I should mention, is Kaylee Roten. They'll work it into paint. Shot off the mark, got fouled. Mikayla Moran. Kaylee Roten gets the start today. I tell you what, she hit six big three-point shots in that final game at the Yorktown sectional versus Newcastle. So she gets the start here in the ballgame. Free throw line by Kaylee Moran. She'll eye the first one. She'll fly it good. Nothing but net. Congratulations on the lane right there. All four. 7:07 left. We're in the first quarter. 2-1 ballgame by Kaylee Moran. Shooting 58% at the strike. Second shot up and good. Got both of them. Tie ball game at 2. 7:06, clock moving. First quarter. Hamilton Heights showing pressure. Trying to press the backcourt. They'll pass across the sideline to 14, Faith Owen. To the corner. They'll bring her back out. That's 20, McKenna Malcolm. Back out top, number 4. That's Natalie Armstrong. She'll hand off. 20, they'll work the ball around. Bring it back to the corner baseline. She'll bounce it in. Inside the paint, off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Again, that's number 12, Morgan Ostrowski, 6'1" senior. So working in the front court. Hamilton Heights going to be pass tipped away and nearly stolen by Faith Owen. Hamilton Heights gets the ball back. Mia Shields collects it. Picked up the screen from Mikayla. Outside the arc, left elbow extended back outside. Ella Hickok. Hickok on the basketball. She'll work it right side deep. Behind the arc, Mikayla Moran, nobody guarding her. She'll pass it out top, Cameron Runner. Runner being guarded by Natalie Armstrong. Out top, Mia Shields, she'll dribble. Top of the key, she'll bring the ball back out behind the arc. Dish it off to Kaylee Roten. Bounce pass right side behind the arc, Mikayla Moran. Out top, elbow, she'll work the back pedal. That was Ella Hickok. Kaylee Roten, one dribble. Out top, she'll work the ball to Cameron Runner. Bump foul, no foul called. Keegan Cherry in disbelief, and I am also. They'll work it out top, Mia Shields. Defense moving their feet well. Garrett, Lady Railroaders, are working down low. We'll try to get it to Mikayla Moran. The pass was a little bit behind her. Couldn't collect the basketball. Ball goes out of bounds. Belongs to the Railroaders. They'll bring it in backcourt. Hamilton Heights showing pressure once again. 1-2-2. They're working through the front court with a pass. Outside the arc, she'll take a shot. That's Bailey Kellum. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Railroaders get it back to Bailey outside the arc. Three-point shot wouldn't go there. Rebound by Kayla Moran. She'll dish it off in the backcourt. Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline, being picked up immediately by McKenna Malcolm. Working right side behind the arc, Michaela Moran. She's not shot a three-pointer all season long. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. Out top of the circle, Mia Shields. Pass couldn't get it in to Michaela. Going back the other direction, and the Railroaders, they go baseline to take a shot. Just outside the paint, couldn't get it, but she got fouled. Going to be the first foul of the ballgame. Going to be whistled on Michaela Moran. So Michaela picked up the first foul for the Lady Huskies. Fouls both sides, one each. Michaela has one at the free throw line for Garrett. Number 10, Bailey Kellum. She gets the first one. I did speak briefly with her aunt before this ballgame, trying to get pronunciations. She did help me with Bailey's name. I had a couple of L's there instead of an I and an L. Second one, rims off, rims in. Off the backboard, got both of them. That's Bailey Kellum. 6-2 contest, Lady Railroaders in front. 4:50 left. We're in the first quarter. First game here today. Going to play three on this court today. Out top of the basketball, Mia Shields. She'll dribble right. Behind the arc, passed off to Cameron Renner. Renner out top, keeping the basketball alive. They'll go to the corner with it. Mia Shields, she'll not have room to shoot. Converging defense, Faith Owen, right now. Outside the arc, out top of the key. Backpedal dribble, that's Ella Hickok. She'll work it elbow left side to Michaela Moran. Out top of the basketball, it's Mia Shields. She'll dribble to the corner. She'll keep the dribble option, go baseline, couple dribbles back out to Michaela. Defense is playing well for the Railroaders. Left elbow, shot when you go, a block shot. Mia Shields took a shot. Going back the other direction, the Railroaders, they'll take a three behind the arc. They'll get the bucket. Three-point shot good. McKenna Malcolm. Hamilton Heights going to call a timeout. 9-2. 7-point advantage. Going to be a 30-second timeout. Lady Railroaders in front. We'll mention the Tipton Tribune. Tipton Tribune, that's Michelle Garman. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle_Garman for updates on area games and matches. Second buzzer down, 30-second timeout complete. Both teams on the floor. Hamilton Heights will bring it from the backcourt. 3:57 left. 9-2 ball game. Lady Huskies trail by 7. Crossing the timeline at a dribble pace. Right side, they'll work at Ella Hickok. Right side behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. Back out top, Cameron Runner. It'll be a reach-in foul. Cameron Runner had that good crossover. During the crossover, reaching in, going to pick up the foul. Natalie Armstrong, she wears number 4. She's got one foul in the contest. That's 2 thus far, first half, for Garrett. 1 thus far for Lady Huskies. They're working in the backcourt. They'll pass it. They'll drive, go across the timeline. Ella Hickok, one bounce. They'll work at the Kaylee Roten. Out top, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble left. She's behind the arc. She'll work it right side. She'll take a shot. It'll be an offensive foul. Setting up the screen right there was Michaela Moran. She's going to get called for an illegal screen. Wasn't much right there, but they're evidently on top of their game. Second foul in the contest. We're in the first quarter. Michaela Moran with 2. 3:24 left from the corner baseline. Shot by Garrett. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by McKenna Malcolm. Rebound. She'll put the ball back up. That's number 4, Natalie Armstrong. She'll get fouled. She'll go to the foul line. Natalie Armstrong going to shoot. The foul's whistled on Ella Hickok. She's got 1. Team foul number 3. 2 thus far for Garrett. First shot up and good. That's number 4, Natalie Armstrong. She's working on that percentage. She's right about the 50% mark. Second shot also up and good. 2 at the stripe. Number 4, Natalie Armstrong. 11-2, 9-point advantage for Garrett. They'll work at left side. Ella Hickok in the triple threat. He'll dribble right. Out top, Ella Hickok trying to get rid of traffic right there. There goes the corner. Kaylee Roten. Behind the arc, Mia Shields. Triple threat. She'll work it in. Elbow left side. Michaela, she'll dish off. Give and go. Going to hang on the rim and fall off. Mia Shields. That ball was almost stationary on the rim and fell off on the layup. It's 11-2. Front court, Garrett Railroaders. They'll work right side, outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Armstrong. Rebound, Railroaders. They're going to pass it. It's going to go to the backcourt. Steal on the basketball. Going to be a travel. That was going to be an over and back. I believe so. Trying to save the basketball. Mia Shields. She slides on the surface. They call traveling violation. They'll give it back to the Lady Railroaders. Going to be brought in left of the scores bench in the backcourt. Going to be brought in right here. 14, Faith Owen. Slightly to the backcourt on the dribble, crossing the sideline. Natalie Armstrong working against Ella Hickok. She'll pick up the dribble outside the arc, cross-court skip pass. They'll work the basketball to Bailey Kellum. She'll dish off to go layup or go left side in the lane. Kick it back out. Three-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket. Number 20, McKenna Malcolm. 14-2 contest. First quarter, 2:06 left. Lady Huskies out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok. Spin move. She'll work it right side behind the arc. Dish it off to Mia Shields. Mia Shields keeps the ball alive on the dribble. Out top, Cameron Runner. Runner being guarded there by Natalie Armstrong. Stationary dribble. She'll back up to the center circle. Front court. 1:45 left on the dribble. Cameron Runner. High dribble. She'll keep it below her hand. She'll dish off to Ella Hickok. Out top, Casey Roten. She'll dish off. Immediately, Michaela Moran now back out top to Ella Hickok. We're going to see Hadley Carey checking the ball game at the next dead ball for the Lady Huskies. Outside the arc, Ella Hickok. She'll work it back out. Kaylee Roden. So we're going to see the corner. Mia Shields. Elbow right side, Michaela. Back out top to Kaylee Roden. Driving baseline, Mia Shields to the opposite corner. Ella Hickok works it into Michaela. Shot from the opposite corner baseline. Good. 2 3-point shot from Kaylee Roten. She's still on fire from Yorktown. 14-5, a 9-point advantage for the Garrett Lady Railroaders. Ball left side, number 4, Natalie Armstrong, 52 seconds left. Skip pass, opposite corner baseline. She'll drive. Kick it back out. Going to be a tip. Going to be picked up in the front court of Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner up for the shot. She'll get fouled. She was going layup. She was going coast to coast, about three-quarter court. Picked up the basketball and went hard off the glass. Got fouled. They're going to whistle a foul on 14, Faith Owen. Faith Owen has one. Both teams with three. At the stripe, going to shoot two. That's number 10, Cameron Runner. First one's good. Cameron Runner shooting from the stripe, 81%. She's now 88 for 109 on the season. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies. Michaela Moran, she'll take an extended quarter break. In the ballgame for her, number 24, Hadley Cherry. Second shot rims off long, wouldn't go. Rebound Garrett, that's number 10. Bailey Kellum. Bailey Kellum on the board, she'll dish off point guard. Natalie Armstrong, she'll work it left side to the corner. 3-point shot on the way, rims off and rims in. Friendly roll right there for number 10, McKenna Malcolm. 17-6, 11-point advantage for Garrett. They'll work at the left corner baseline. Shot on the way, good. Ella Hickok, 3-point lay-in. Cuts the lead to 8. 17-9, 9 seconds left. Ball's in the front court, Garrett. They're trying to work it down low, reaching over the top of Hadley Cherry. Take a reverse layup shot, Hadley Cherry with the rebound. To take a shot at the buzzer. Got deflected. We'll go to a first quarter break. At the end of one, Garrett, Lady Railroaders in front. 17, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 9. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by the Hamilton County Reporter. Nobody covers your team like the team at the Hamilton County Reporter. Hall of Fame sports editor, Richie Hall, makes sure every school in Hamilton County gets the coverage they deserve. Read the Reporter online. That's readthereporter.com. And subscribe to get news and sports delivered to your inbox for only $12 per year at readthereporter.com/subscribe. Again, that address to get hooked up for $12, just $12 a year. That address is readthereporter.com/subscribe. So they're working timeout right now. First buzzer sounds. There's the second buzzer. 8 minutes left on the put on the second quarter clock. Both teams out on the surface getting ready for second quarter action. Foul situation. Both teams with three in that first quarter. Could be inbound by the Lady Huskies. Alternate possession arrow. Yet to have a tie-up. No jump balls in that first quarter. Brought in half court. Brought in by Mia Shields. Slightly to the backcourt now on the dribble across the timeline. Ella Hickok. She'll work her right side well behind the arc. Left elbow extended. She'll hand off Mia Shields out top to Carrie Rote. She works it around the perimeter. Hadley Sherry. She'll work it back out top of the circle. Cameron Runner back to Hadley. Three-point shot rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Collected by 14, Faith Owen. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, starting the second quarter. How they finish the first quarter. Only one sub, Hadley Sherry in the ballgame. Driving the lane. Two-point shot. Friendly roll right there. Off the glass. Number four, Natalie Armstrong. 10-point advantage for Garrett. Ball's in the front court on the dribble right side behind the arc. Ella Hickok dishes off. Mia Shields. Opposite corner. In the corner, offensive foul in the front court. Going to be whistled on Hadley Cherry. Going to be an illegal screen. So they'll work it to the front court now from the back court. On the dribble, number four, Natalie Armstrong. Armstrong going to dribble across the timeline at a walk pace. Picking her up right here outside the three-point arc is Ella Hickok. Out top, she'll dish it back. 14, Faith Owen. Right side, we're going to the corner. Number 20, McKenna Malcolm. Loose ball right there, regathered. Deep in the front court, under number four, Natalie Armstrong. Guarding her close. Number two, Ella Hickok. Going to be a traveling violation. Ella Hickok was right there. Might have been a five-second call, but they elect to call the travel. They'll give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. They'll bring it up in the backcourt, brought in by Cameron Runner on the dribble now. Dribble shot, she'll walk it across the timeline. Ella Hickok picking her up. Three-point line, McKenna Malcolm. They'll work it right side. Hand off to Mia Shields. Out top, Cameron Leonard. Picking her up, number four, Natalie Armstrong. She'll back pedal dribble, bring the ball out, reset the offense. She'll work it left side behind the arc. Dish it off to Allie Cherry. Back out top, Kaylee Roten. Now back to Cameron. 6:15 left. Cameron, spin move at the right elbow. Ball's loose. Going to be a jump ball. First jump ball in the contest. Alternate possession arrow, going to give it to Garrett. Tying it up right there was number 10, Bailey Kellum and Cameron Runner. 6:12 left. Second quarter, 19-9, Garrett in front. They're bringing in the backcourt. That's Natalie Armstrong. She'll jog across the timeline. Dish off teammate number 14, Faith Owens. Faith Owens straight out top. She'll dish it. Free throw line. Entry pass will go down deep to number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. Inside-out play out behind the arc. Three-point shot wouldn't go for Armstrong. Going to be another tie-up under the bucket. Right there, Garrett, side of the court. This possession will go back to Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights bringing it from the backcourt. Cameron Runner into Ella Hickok. 5:45 left, second quarter. 19-9, Garrett by 10. Working the left side inside the arc. Cameron Runner kicks it back out top of the key. Hadley Sherry back to Cameron. Cameron here dribble in spin move at the free throw line. Kick it back out to Hadley Sherry. She'll dribble in. She'll kick it back out Mia Shields. Mia Shields out top of the circle. Well out top on the dribble. Hands off. Point guard Ella Hickok. 5:18 on the game clock. 19-9 balls in the front court. Hamilton Heights trailing by 10. Cameron Runner out top. She'll dribble in. Bounce pass outside the arc to Ella Hickok. She's immediately picked up by McKenna Malcolm. Three-point shot. Hadley Cherry. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. She's going to step on the baseline. Rebounding the basketball on the high carom was Bailey Kellum. Walking that tightrope on the baseline. And the referee says she stepped on it. Gives it back to him underneath their own bucket. Riding the bucket on the baseline, they'll bring it into Kaylee. It's going to be picked up after the carom off the Kaylee's hands. And the number four, Mia Shields, going to touch the basketball before being established in the court of play. I mean, she was still on the baseline. She stepped in, hadn't touched both feet in the court of play. They give the ball back to the Railroaders. 19-9. They'll bounce it in, elbow left side. Morgan Ostrowski. She's trying to make a pass and go the other direction. It's going to be stolen. Stolen right there. Cameron Runner still dribbling in. Off the glass. Going to be a foul call. Cameron Runner trying to take the pass through the bucket. Going up to the layup. She'll shoot twice. They're going to whistle this foul on number four. Natalie Armstrong. She's going to pick up number two in the contest. Both teams with four personal fouls here in the ballgame. We're in the first half. First shot good. Cameron Runner. Cuts the lead to 9. She'll get one more. Cameron Runner, sophomore athlete, 5'9". She got both of them. She's 4-for-4 at the stripe during the first half. 19-11. Garrett by 8. 4:34 on the game clock. Working it out top. She'll work it down low. Elbow left side. Take a jump shot. 2-point shot wouldn't go. That was 12. Morgan Ostrowski back the other direction. Rebound on Hamilton Heights. Out top of the circle on the dribble, she'll pass it right. That's Cameron Runner, she'll pass it to Mia Shields. Back out top, back pedal dribble, Ella Hickok works the right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner goes dribble in, 14 feet, she'll kick it back out. Kaylee Roten to the corner, have the cherry, back to Kaylee Roten. Roten straight out top, moving the basketball. Out top now on the dribble, Ella Hickok. Right side near the baseline, she'll dribble out now. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner, she gives it back to Kaylee Roten. Immediately guarding her, number 10, Bailey Kellum. But working behind the arc, trying to get an entry pass or find an open three. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Out top, Kaylee Roten. She's being guarded by Bailey Kellum. Back pedal dribble. 3:38 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. 19-11. Garrett in front. Driving the lane right there. Cameron Runner gets the ball tipped away. It's picked up and stolen by Morgan Ostrowski. They're working down low in the paint, off the glass. Garrett picked up the two. Number 10, Bailey Kellum, in the paint off the glass right side. Back to a 10-point advantage for Garrett. On the dribble out top near the stair circle, Ella Hickok. Works the right side behind the arc. Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in inside the arc, back out top. Kaylee Roten. She'll work it around the perimeter right side. Mia Shields. Shields being guarded by 14 Faith Owen. Out top, Hadley Cherry, she'll work it left side, she'll kick it back out to the corner. Kaylee Roten, back out top, she gives to Ella. They're going to call traveling violation. Ella tried to nail the jump stop, drug that pivot foot ever so slightly. Going to be a timeout called by Garrett. They're going to call a 60-second timeout. 21-11, 2:50 left. We're in the second quarter. We're at Belmont High School. Girls basketball. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com since 1983. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them by telephone at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. The second location is in Noblesville. It's west of Noblesville along State Road 32 between Westfield and Noblesville at 2400 Westfield Road. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFishers.com. You can visit them online. You can visit them on site. FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T Zebra. So, 2:50 left. We're in the second quarter. 21-11. Second buzzer sounds. Garrett going to bring it in from the backcourt, from the sideline. Brought in right there, 14, Faith Owen. Bringing the ball up, number 4, Natalie Armstrong. She'll walk across the timeline opposite the scorer's bench. We'll get to the corner. To get it to McKenna Malcolm. She'll toss it inside and bring the ball back out from Ostrowski. Going to be tipped away and stolen. Mia Shields gets the steal. Credit the tip right here by Ella Hitchcock in the front court, Lady Huskies. 10-point advantage for Garrett. 2:22 left. We're in the second quarter. First game of two here on the Belmont surface. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Good. It was straight in front of me. I could tell that ball was right on line. 3-point bucket. Good from Mia Shields. 21-14. Sounds like a good football score. Could be the score tomorrow. We'll see. Working at the left side. Outside the arc. I should say outside the lane. Take the shot. Wouldn't go. That was Natalie Armstrong. Rebound, Ella Hickok. To the front court, Kaylee Roten. Cross-court pass back to Ella on the dribble. She'll work at left side. She'll go to the corner. Cameron Runner. She'll take the three. Pops the three. It's good. Cameron Runner. They left her alone. She popped the shot. Got the three. It's 21-17. Garrett by four. Working it to the corner. One dribble at 20. McKenna Malcolm back out. They'll reset the offense out top with Natalie Armstrong. Picking her up closely. Ella Hickok. Crossover. Natalie outside the paint. She'll go up for the layup left hand and she'll get fouled. She'll go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot. They're going to whistle this foul. Hamilton Heights number 10, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number 5. Four thus far, first half for Garrett. At the free throw line, number 4, Natalie Armstrong. Second time she's been there, first shot rims around, wouldn't go. She'll get one more. Six on the lane, two in the backcourt for Garrett. Ella Hickok getting instructions from Coach Keegan Sherry. Second shot, good. Back into the two-shot foul for Natalie Armstrong. 22-17. 5-point advantage for Garrett, Lady Railroaders. In the front court, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. They're going to hold the basketball out in front of the scores bench. Deep in the front court, Hadley Cherry. 1 minute left. Hamilton Heights might be looking for that final shot of the quarter. 5-point ball game. See if the Huskies can trim it to three. Or are they going to settle for a 2-point shot? They're going to work it right there, holding the basketball. Nobody guarding Hadley Cherry. Coach Bob Lapadon. Coach Lapadon. Content right there. Gives a hand clap to his girls. They're stationary right there. They're waiting for the offensive move. Hadley Cherry still holding the basketball. 22-7. Garrett in front. Hadley Cherry, ball between her hips. In her left arm, she'll hold the basketball now, get some instruction from Coach Cherry. They'll begin the offense at 14 seconds. They'll work it right side, well behind the arc, Ella Hickok. They'll work it out top of the key, Cameron Runner. She'll go baseline, she'll bring it back out, 5 seconds left. Outside the arc, Hadley Cherry for three, rims off right side, wouldn't go. Rebound, number 12, Morgan Ostrowski will go to halftime. Halftime score, Garrett, 22, Hamilton Heights. 17, working the basketball right there, first half complete. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, you can find them at Reynolds Farm Equipment. .com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit Titus Bakery and Deli on the web at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County, right there at 276th Street. And stop in, if not only to please your taste buds, you can check out Titus Bakery and Deli. So both teams in the locker room getting a chalk talk, 8:53 on the intermission, 22-17, we're at halftime, Garrett in front. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes-Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Sicily 21 Sheets Company. It's right there in Carmel. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. She has done so since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. They're what both these teams on the court, they're in the locker room now. They have two common opponents. Two common opponents on the season. Each team has gone against Noblesville. Each team has gone against Fort Wayne Dwinger. The Lady Huskies went against Noblesville November 12th of 21, 67-41, a 26-point differential. The Garrett Lady Railroaders went against Noblesville the very next evening on 11-13-21. Garrett was defeated by Noblesville 79-57, a 22-point deficit. Fort Wayne Dwinger ball game. Hamilton Heights went to Fort Wayne Dwinger right before Christmas on December 21st. They defeated Fort Wayne Dwinger 59-30, a plus 29-point victory. Wilmington Garrett, they played actually at home versus Fort Wayne Dwinger the very next day on December 22nd. They defeated Dwinger 57-28. Also, a 29-point winner was Garrett. So those two barometers right there, Noblesville and Dwinger, could tell the story. We'll see what's going to happen in this second half. Good ball game in the works. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. They're located in the 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero. They're located at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are locally owned. They're an automotive parts store that works to serve you at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto Arcadia. That AGM stands for a good mechanic. And they are, and we'll mention if they're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And now they restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, just go to Arcadia, State Road 19, take Howard Avenue, go west, cross the railroad tracks, and they are right there on the left, right behind the Arcadia Ballpark. So they're playing some Michael Jackson right here. Sounds pretty good. We'll talk about the Indiana Pacers. Pacers were in action last night. They went against the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was a home game for Indiana Pacers. We'll mention Cleveland got the win, 120 to 113. And if you didn't know, the Pacers are making some big decisions. They traded off four key players. They're working on getting some draft picks. They're getting a few players in return. We'll let you know that Sabonis is now not a Pacer. Lamb is not a Pacer. Holiday, not a Pacer. And Sheriff LeVert also not a Pacer. There's a three-horn buzzer letting the fans know, letting the players know in the locker room and the officials. 3 minutes left in intermission. And as you know, the Super Bowl going to happen tomorrow. Going to happen tomorrow at 6:30. 6:30 tomorrow, we'll mention the Pacers have a game tomorrow at home versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. That game will tip off at 3 p.m. So they should be done, ready for the football game. Going to be the Los Angeles Rams, pretty much having a home game. That doesn't happen often. They'll be going against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals, you know, back in the day, I think it was 1989. Cincinnati Bengals, I think Boomer Esiason. The Bengals had the lead late in the fourth quarter. There was basically enough time for one more drive. And Joe Montana, well, I'll tell you what, Joe Montana played good at Notre Dame. He might have played even better right there working for the 49ers. So they work down the field. They get close to scoring that touchdown. They have a timeout. And I was told this by more than one person. Right there in the huddle waiting for the TD timeout to end. Joe Montana right there in the huddle looks over at the stands and says to his buddies right there in the huddle, says, "Hey, isn't that Joe Candy?" And that's how calm and cool and collected Joe Montana is. And he put the ball in the end zone, and 49ers came back and defeated Mr. Sam Weich and the Cincinnati Bengals. I speak of Sam Weich. I do enjoy that man. That man is with our Heavenly Father now. But I attended a football camp with him at Indiana University. He taught me some stuff I did not know. He was a quarterback. He played for the 49ers. And he wore number 14 as an NFL player. He didn't get a lot of playing time, but that man absorbed a lot of information. And then later in his career, he was a color commentator for the NFL. And he spoke so well. I love to hear him call games. He had to have surgery on his larynx. They cut the wrong cord, and he had a long time coming back to even get his voice where you could hear him talk. So that kind of took him away from his color commentating, but that man was brilliant. 15-second buzzer. That's the first horn of the one-minute buzzer. They're getting ready for second-half action here at Belmont High School. Hamilton Heights trailing by five, 22-17. Garrett, Lady Railroaders in front. There's a second buzzer. They're getting ready to throw it in. Half court is going to belong to the Lady Railroaders. It's going to be tossed in by Armstrong, slightly to the backcourt. 14, Faith Owen. Faith Owen's going to take the point. She'll cross the timeline. She'll work her right side, working against her, Mina Shields. She'll dribble it back out top of the key. Working to Armstrong, she'll work an entry pass. Inside-out play against Owen. To the corner, three-point shot on the way. Rims out long, Bailey Kellum. Rebound, Michaela Moran. Back the other direction. 7:38 on the game clock. 30 seconds into the second half. 22-17, Garrett in front. Out top, Cameron Runner. Look for an entry pass, couldn't make it. We're working left side behind the arc, Ellie Hickok. She'll work it in, elbow left side. On the dribble, bring it back out is Mia Shields. Shields going to go top of the key. She'll dish it to Cameron Runner. Outside to work a base shot. Baseline jumper, good. About a 15-footer for Michaela Moran. Cuts the lead to three. 22-19. 7 minutes left. We played a minute. Third quarter. Working around the perimeter. Garrett in the front court lost the handle. She picked it back up. That's Natalie Armstrong. picking her up. She'll cross over. She'll go to the corner. Baseline, she'll bring the ball back out. That's Bailey Kellum. She'll go left side off the glass in the paint. Left-handed layup, good for Kellum. 24-19, back to a five-point advantage for Garrett. They'll work it outside the arc, Mia Shields. She'll work an entry pass. Trying to get it into Michaela, a little bit tall. Michaela couldn't handle it. Goes out of bounds. They slap low, medium fives with each other on the way back to play defense. 24-19, going to bring the ball up from the backcourt. Slow pace. Just a walk try right here. Natalie Armstrong. Out top, she'll work it right side to Owen. To the corner. Takes the entry pass. Bailey Kellum. Back out top. Back to Kellum. She'll dribble. Elbow left side. She'll dish it off out top. Armstrong. Back pedal dribble being guarded by Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok can absolutely move her feet. So work it back in the paint. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Credit the bucket. Garrett, number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. 26-19, a seven-point advantage for Garrett. 5:50 left. We're in the third quarter. Belmont Regional. Yorktown and Woodland Sectionals going at it on the floor right now. 26-19 out the top of the basketball. Ella Hickok works it around the perimeter. Kaylee Roten. Top of the circle. Michaela Moran back to Kaylee. She'll hit you back. They'll restart the offense with number 2, Ella Hickok. They'll work it right side behind the arc. Defense, man-to-man, playing well. They'll work it into Kaylee Roten. Bounce pass outside the arc. Cameron Runner. They'll move it around the perimeter. Touches the hands of Michaela. Now back to Mia. To the corner, Kaylee Roten for 3. Got the bucket. Kaylee Roten, 3-point shot good. Left corner baseline. 26-22. Going to be a jump ball in the paint. Garrett side of the court. Ball's going to go back to Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights going to bring it from the backcourt. 4-point leader, Garrett, Lady Railroaders. 4:57 is, I do believe, the first time these two teams have matched up, the Railroaders and the Lady Huskies. Out top of the basketball. Bounce pass, left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner, bounce pass behind the arc. Ella Hickok, out top to Kaylee. Kaylee Roten, they're going to guard her close. My estimation, she's 2 for 2 from three-point land. One the first half, one in this half. Tipped out of bounds. Michaela Moran going to take the brunt. And number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. They're going to talk this over. If they're not going to give a foul, I imagine that's why the ball went out of bounds. They give it back to Hamilton Heights. There's a discussion going on right now. The two officials on the floor, they're going to give it to Hamilton Heights. Coach Lovatis, not in belief right there, but he did avoid a foul in that situation. In my estimation, there should have been a whistle for a foul. Ball goes out of bounds. Huskies retain possession in the front court. Kaylee Roden, way out top, she'll dish it. Left side, near the Huskies scoring a section right there. Cameron Runner. She get it back to Mia Shields. She'll pop a 2, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by 12, Morgan Ostrowski. 4:08 left. 26-22. Outside the arc, working the basketball, Bailey Kellum. Going to be a kick. Pretty quick reflexes. She's had those all season long. Not sure if she plays soccer, but she'd be a good one. Working back into paint. They're working entry pass. Going to be a jump ball. They're going to call a hold. They're going to call a reach in. They're going to whistle this on Cameron Runner. You know, you don't really want a payback on a call. And that's exactly what Coach Bill Bowen likes. No paybacks, just play on. They're working out of the side of the arc. They're working inside the paint. Shot off the glass, got it. 2-point bucket in traffic. Number 10, Bailey Kellum. Working it across the timeline. Ella Hickok calls out play number 1. She'll work it left side. She'll go elbow right side to Michaela. She'll bounce once. She'll outside the arc. Shot on the way. Cameron Runner gets the 3. 28-25. 3:34 left here in the third quarter on the dribble. It's Armstrong. She'll go all the way to the hoop. She'll go off the glass a bit strong, but she got fouled. She'll shoot twice. They're going to whistle this foul on Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to pick up her 2nd foul in the ball game. That's 2 second half on Hamilton Heights. 0 thus far on Garrett. 3.5 minutes left, third quarter. Armstrong, first shot good. third time, I believe, she's been to the stripe to, in this ball game. I believe she's 5 for 5, maybe 4 for 5. She'll get a second one, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. 4-point ball game, Garrett in front, 29-25. In the front court, there was a holding, no call right there. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner. Back to Michaela. She'll give it back to Cameron. Spin move at the free throw line. Kick it outside with right elbow extended. She'll drive in. She'll go hard to the hoop. Going to be a blocked shot. Credit to block. Number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. Back the other direction. Garrett. She'll pass it out top. Arm strength for a long three. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Michaela Moran boards the basketball. She'll finish off point guard Ella Hickok. 2:50 left. Third quarter, 4-point ball game. Garrett by 4, 29-25. Working the basketball right side, pick up the dribble. Ella Hickok, she'll pass it out top of the circle. Back pedal dribble now, Cameron Runner. Guarding her is Natalie Armstrong. Spin move. Outside the arch, she'll back pedal dribble. She'll pick up a screen from Michaela. Michaela going to give the ball back to Ella Hickok. Top of the circle. Back pedal dribble on the approach. She's going to go left side. She'll go in the paint. Ella Hickok, spin move in the paint. Going to be a blocked shot. Evidently, the blocked shot right there by Morgan Ostrowski. Going to be a foul in the front court. Lady Husky's going to pick up the foul. Cameron Runner going to pick up her third foul in the contest. 29-25 is going to be brought in. This left of the scores bench by Armstrong. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, 14, Faith Owen. She'll go right side through the legs. She'll bring it back out top. Chasing her around right there, Mia Shields. Out top of the basketball. They'll move it right side from Bailey Kellum. Natalie Armstrong. She'll pass it down low. In the paint, lost the handle. Ball's loose. Goes out of bounds off of Kellum. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Michaela Moran, some sportsmanship right there. Helps Morgan Ostrowski back up off the surface. 29-25. 1:47 left. We're in the third quarter. We're going to right side Mia Shields. She'll bring it back out. 3-point shot on the way. Left elbow extended. Good. Cameron Runner. Sophomore sensation. 29-28. Lady Husky trail by 1. You can see the surface picking up that basketball. Going to be a timeout called. Coach Bob Lapatis. Going to bail out his player in the corner right there. That was number 20, McKenna Malcolm. He'll call a 30-second timeout. 29-28. Lady Huskies by 1. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. Are you reading the Hamilton County Reporter yet? Hamilton County's hometown newspaper can be delivered to your inbox 6 days a week for as little as $12 per year. Just go to readthereporter.com/subscribe and you'll never miss the high school sports action. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall has you covered, Hamilton County. That's readthereporter.com/subscribe. Second buzzer. Both teams on the floor are going to be inbound opposite the scores bench in the front court. By Armstrong, she'll work a pass down low just outside the paint. She'll take a shot. It's blocked. Michaela Moran gets the blocked shot. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Garrett. 1:22 on the game clock. 29-28. Garrett in front to work another one down low. In the paint, turnaround jumper off the glass. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Morgan Ostrowski. Hamilton Heights to the front court. An opportunity to go in front. On the dribble right side, she'll bring it back out. Cameron Runner, being guarded by Armstrong. Out top, Ella Hickok, she'll dribble. She'll work it right. Pass it right behind the arc to Mia Shields. Out top, Cameron Runner, back to Ella. She'll take a shot. 3-point shot on the way, wouldn't go. Rebound by Kayla Moran. Pulled it away from 2 Railroaders. She'll dish it back out. Inside out play, good. 3-point shot, good by Mia Shields. Lady Huskies. In front by 2. Shot in the paint off the glass. Layup. 2-point shot ties the ball game. That's Natalie Armstrong for 2. We're tied at 31. 30 seconds left. Third quarter. Out top with the dribble. Ella Hickok, she'll bounce it. Elbow right side extended. Mikayla Moran going to hold the basketball. 20 seconds left. Lady Huskies looking for that final shot of the third quarter. Mikayla Moran. Right behind her, Glenn Schrock. One of the best Husky fans you'll ever meet, along with his wife, Sherry. They'll work it back around. Out top, 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Ella Hickok going to drive the lane. She'll go hard off the glass. Wouldn't go. We'll go to a third quarter break. Hamilton Heights and Garrett, they're locked up at 31. 31-31. We'll go to a final 8-minute quarter. We'll see what the fourth quarter will bring. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality care and choice is not far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available. And a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals, Indiana Express Rentals. When you said Penske, you said a lot. So pretty good decibel level raising right now. Getting ready to play the fourth quarter. Lady Huskies in the ballgame with their original starters, Mikayla Moran, Kaylee Roten, Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok, and Mia Shields. Crossing the timeline, Garrett, Lady Railroaders. With the basketball number 4, Natalie Armstrong. They're going to take a little air out of the basketball. Let's see if they do. They're going to work it inside. Turn around, hook shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Morgan Ostrowski, rebound, Hamilton Heights. Crossing the timeline with the pass, Kaylee Roten. She'll hand off Mia Shields out top. Mia Shields going to pick up her dribble. Pass it out top to Ella Hickok. Guarding her somewhat closely is McKenna Malcolm. They'll work at left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll tip, try to get the ball back to Kaylee Roten. Tipped out of bounds. Good hands right there. Number 10, Bailey Kellum. Going to be brought in bounds in the front court. Right in front of the scorer's bench. Hamilton Heights, Mia Shields. She'll toss it to the backcourt, retrieving it. Chest pass. Number 2, Ella Hickok. 31-31. Fourth quarter, we've almost played 50 seconds. Shot on the way, good. 2-point shot. Right elbow extended. Credit to 2 to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner shoots 51% from 2-point land. Garrett goes back in them. They shoot a 2 of their own. Shot good. Number 4, Natalie Armstrong, back to a tie ball game at 33. Out top, Cameron Runner. Picks up a screen from Mikayla. She'll get it back to Mikayla. That's it. Cameron. She'll go left side. She'll take the same shot. Got the same result. 2-point shot. Right elbow. Just beyond about a 16-footer for Cameron Runner. It's 35-33. Back the other direction. Armstrong couldn't get that one. Near the same shot. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Mikayla Moran dishes off to Ella Hickok. On the dribble, right side. Deep in the front court, Ella Hickok. Going to pass it out top of the circle. A couple of steps beyond. Cameron Runner, we're going to get her as Natalie Armstrong. Mikayla Moran dishes it back to Cameron. They're going to run the offense. Coach Keegan Cherry directing traffic here in the front court. 35-33. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll work it out top. She'll drive the lane. Kick it to the corner. Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in. Kick it back out. Kaylee Roten. Didn't have a shot. Going to look for that good shot. 35-33. Lady Huskies by 2. 5:45 left. Fourth quarter. They dribble in. They go to the corner. Working back out. 3-point shot on the way. Kaylee Roten. Rimmed around. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Garrett. Morgan Ostrowski. Going to cross the timeline at a dribble. Trot pace. Number 4. Natalie Armstrong. She'll work her right side. Pass the ball well behind the arc. Number 14. Faith Owen. to the corner. They'll bring it back out to Owens. They're working around the perimeter. Long chest passes here in the front court for Garrett. Coach Bob Lapatis calling out some instructions here for his point guard, Natalie Armstrong. Fast pass. Behind the arc, she'll dribble it around. Back to Armstrong. She'll dribble. Elbow right side. Kick it to the corner. Driving baseline, McKenna Malcolm. She'll dish it down low. It's going to be kicked and out of bounds. It was an unintentional kick. So they just go off the foot. They say it's off the foot of Hamilton Heights. So they're going to bring it up from the side court right there in the front court. Brought in. They're going to go deep. Number 12, Morgan Ostrowski, just outside the paint. Down low. Couldn't get the bucket. Rebound, Kennedy Roten. She'll dish it to Ella Hickok. Back to Roten. Roten's going to dish off top of the circle. Mia Shields. Shields being guarded by Faith Owen. They'll work it out top of the basketball back to Ella Hickok. 4:36 left. We're in the fourth quarter, 35-33. Lady Huskies by two. Working it out top, Ella Hickok. Going to have to break containment. She did. They were putting that tail on her. Right there, back out with the basketball. Back pedal dribble, Cameron Runner. She gives it to Mia Shields. She'll dribble. Free throw line passes to the corner. Mikayla back around the perimeter. We start the offense. Ella Hickok. Now Cameron Runner. Little bumping going on there. No foul call. We're in the fourth quarter. They're going to call one. No. They're going to call timeout. Coach Keegan Cherry going to call timeout. He's going to take a 60-second timeout. 35-33. 4:08 left here in the first quarter. I should say the fourth quarter. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil boys, Hamilton Heights. Girls basketball and some Central Catholic Knights. We'll also mention baseball in spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights High School. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll also mention you are listening to an education-based varsity girls basketball game. This game is being made possible through Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall at AudioSportsOnline.net. Robbie Kendall providing broadcast capability for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Second buzzer. Getting ready for basketball. 4:08 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter at Belmont High School. Covering the regional. 35-33. Hamilton Heights by two with the basketball. They'll bring it in again into Mikayla. She'll get it right back to Mia Shields. They're in the front court. She'll dribble it back out top. She'll set the offense up. Working against her is 14, Faith Owen. She's going to pass the ball. Going to be stolen. Going back the other direction. Couldn't get the shot. Natalie Armstrong, hard off the backboard, wouldn't get it. She went coast to coast. Couldn't get the shot. In the front court now, Hamilton Heights. They'll bring the ball back out. Still 35-33. Cameron Leonard on the dribble. Working against her. Natalie Armstrong. I don't know if they're even counting. That looked like a lot of count right there, but no official was counting it off with his forearm. It was kind of unheard of. Out top of the basketball, Mikayla lost the handle, picked it back up. Dishes it out top. Now in the center circle, she'll drive right on the dribble. Cameron Runner. She'll look in. She'll outside right there. Kaylee Roten. 3:14 left. Working in the basketball just outside the arc. Left elbow extended. Cameron Runner. Going to be a timeout call. Keegan Cherry. Cameron Runner fell. She kept the dribble alive. She was on her knees right there in the center circle. And a timeout called by Keegan Cherry. He'll call a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers. They are honored to support Indiana's game. They are proud to partner up with the IHSAA. That's the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers. Second buzzer sounds as we listen to a little Van Halen. Jump from the 1984 album. So then inbound the basketball belongs to the Lady Huskies. They'll inbound it in the front court. They'll inbound it right there near the Husky bench. A little conversation. official right there. I think I recognize that official wearing the mask. I believe I do. He's a good one. Passes to the backcourt. Mia Shields gets it in to Ellie Hickok. She's going to be guarded three-quarter court by number 20, McKenna Malcolm. Pretty good movement of foot right there for Malcolm. Ellie Hickok passes it out top. Cameron Runner. She'll work at left side. She'll work at elbow right side, I should say. On the dribble, she'll keep the ball alive. On the dribble, she'll get it back to Ella. Ella with the fresh dribble. 2:45 left. 35-33. Ella's going to work at right side on the dribble. She'll work it in the lane. It'll be a block shot. Picked back up by Michaela. She'll go back up with the second shot. Get the bucket. Ella Hickok got her shot blocked. It caroms to Michaela right side of the glass. Took her two shots, but she put it in. Four-point leader are the Huskies. 37-33. Down low in the block. Going to be a foul call. Lady Huskies, number 10. That's going to be called on Cameron Runner. She's got four in the ball game. That's four second half on the Lady Huskies. Still zero thus far second half for Garrett. First shot up and good. At the foul line for the Garrett Lady Railroaders, number 10, Bailey Kellum. She's shooting 83% from the stripe entering the ballgame. She started 90 for 108. Second shot up and also good. Timeout. It's going to be a timeout. Timeout called by Coach Lapata. She's going to take a 30-second timeout. 37-35. 2:25 left here in the fourth quarter. Again, we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. Want to stay up to date on local sports, news, events, politics, and more? Then go to readthereporter.com. For just $12 per year, you can get full county coverage for all things Hamilton County. Go to readthereporter.com/subscribe. Again, that's readthereporter.com/subscribe. And you will never miss the best coverage from Hamilton County's hometown newspaper. Again, that's readthereporter.com/subscribe. Buzzer sounds. They turn this into a 60-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. That's Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them by phone or text at 317-946-2424. They're just west of Arcadia. Ball brought in from the backcourt on the dribble. Slow pace. It's a walk pace. He'll pick up the dribble now. She'll work at that number two, Ella Hickok. Out top with the basketball. Now Cameron Runner on the dribble. Going to be a reach-in foul. They're going to put Cameron at the line. They're going to whistle this foul. It wasn't much of a foul. But we are late in the game. The referee doesn't know whether a coach wants a foul or if it's just a ball game. So that's going to be a one foul. It's common. Common foul is only the first. So Coach Lapata knows he might have to accumulate some fouls here in the fourth quarter rather quickly. 2 minutes left. Clock stopped at 1:59. Foul occurs deep in the front court. Foul's going to be whistled on 20, McKenna Malcolm. So he picked up two in a hurry. That's the second foul in the contest on Malcolm. 1:59, clock rolling, 1:57. Working at elbow, if you're in the free throw line, going to be a foul whistle. And Mia Shields hits the deck. They're going to whistle a foul on Garrett. She'll be whistled on number 10, Bailey Kellum. She'll pick up the foul. She's got one. Team foul number 3 on Garrett. 1:53 left. We're in fourth quarter action. The pass to the backcourt. Kaylee Roten back to Mia Shields. Now back to Ella. Cross-court pass. They'll get some Cameron Runner. She's going to get a bump foul. Going to be a blocking foul. They're trying to accumulate the fouls, and they're doing it very well. You know, both of these coaches, well to do with basketball coaching. 37-35. They'll pass it to the backcourt, picking it up. Ella Hickok. She'll pass it to across the timeline to Cameron Renner. Out top, bounce pass, left corner, Mia Shields. Back to Ella. Center circle, Cameron Renner dribbles out of it. She'll pass it out to the corner right there, Mia Shields. Keep the ball alive, works to Ella. Keeping the ball away from Garrett. They're going to dribble in, they'll go to the corner with it, they'll move the ball back around. Garrett moving their feet. 1:18 left. Clock's going to stop right there. Another foul going to be whistled on Garrett. It's going to be whistled on number 10, Bailey Tellum. She'll pick up her second in the ball game. Team foul number 5 on Garrett. 1:18 left, fourth quarter. Hamilton Heights by 2, 37-35. Ball's in the backcourt, Ella Hickok. To the front court, pass it to Mia Shields. She'll dribble in. She'll pick up a double team right there. She'll pass out of it to Ella. Right elbow to get to Michaela. Back to Ella, now back to Cameron. Toss a lob pass to right there in the corner. Mia Shields, cross-court pass. Haley Roten makes a pass out top to Cameron Renner. It's going to be the sixth foul. They're going to whistle this foul on 20. McKenna Malcolm is going to pick up her fourth foul. Team foul number 6. Timeout called. Head coach for Garrett, Bob Lapatis. 53.2 left. Hamilton Heights will be in the bonus next common foul. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. So low you'll want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. Online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. So second buzzer sounds. They're going to whistle it in. There's a second buzzer. Conversation right there. Couple of coaches. Coach Lapatis, an assistant coach on the bench right there. Inbound the basketball. Brought in by Kelly Roach. Cameron Runner should pass across the timeline. Ella Hickok. They're going to call foul. It's off the ball. They're going to call off the ball foul. It's going to be shots awarded to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to go to the stripe. She's going to shoot one in bonus. Fouls whistled on 14, Faith Owen. Faith Owen with 2, at 7 on Garrett. Hamilton Heights thus far with still 4. First shot up, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by 12, Morgan Ostrowski. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Natalie Armstrong. She'll go on top of the circle, dish off to Owen. She'll go left side, back out top, she'll dish it to Kellum. She'll go to the hoop, lost the handle, couldn't get it. She'll get the ball back to keep the ball alive in the front court. Hands up right there. Coach is telling. In the paint right there. Turn around off the glass. Got the bucket. That's Morgan Ostrowski. Ties the ball game at 17. Timeout on the floor. Going to be a 30-second timeout. 20.6 seconds left here in regulation. 37-37. Working right here, the Woodland sectional winner and the Yorktown sectional winner going right down to the wire. 20.6 left. 37-37. Next game on this floor will be the Belmont Lady Braves and the Benton Central Lady Bison. Put Me in Sports will not cover that ball game. Put Me in Sports will prep. Come back at 7:45 to cover the 8 o'clock ball game tonight here at Belmont. They bring it in from the backcourt. Across the timeline, Ella Hickok. Out top, they get it back to Roten. She'll dish off out top the circle. Right there, Mia Shields, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. She'll bring it back out. Keep the ball alive. They're going to call a timeout. Timeout, Keegan Cherry. 5.4 seconds remaining in regulation. Coach Cherry going to check where this ball is going to be inbound from. It's going to be from the side court deep, near the baseline on the side court. So we're going to talk it over right now. 5.4 seconds left. Fourth quarter, 37-37. Hamilton Heights in the bonus on a common foul by Garrett. Garrett yet to shoot. They won't shoot the bonus until 3 fouls from now. Hamilton Heights has 4. They're working it right there. We are at Belmont High School. 1000 East North Adams Drive, Decatur, Indiana. 46733. About 7 miles away. I might end up there doing some prep work in the state of Ohio. Like to go there. Went there a couple times before. Went there springtime. Hamilton Heights Regional Baseball over here playing Leo. Hamilton Heights playing Leo for the first time in baseball. It was a good ball game. Leo got the win. Leo, we stuck around. We did the 4 p.m. 6 o'clock ball game late that evening. Leo went against Norwell. Leo and Norwell went for the final right here in the regional. This was back in June, early June. And Norwell and Leo perform in the same conference. That was kind of odd. They had already played each other that year during the season. Leo defeated Norwell in the regular season. In that regional contest late in the ballgame, about the fifth inning, it was 3-3, Norwell and Leo. Norwell hit one to right field. It got over the head of the right fielder. Norwell with two on base. They both scored. It was a two-run double. Norwell held on. They went to the seventh inning. It was a good final. Norwell won the regional when it counted the most. So Norwell went on to semi-state. Both coaches gracious enough to talk after the game. I let them talk a lot more than myself, that's for sure. You can go back and listen to that ball game if you want. Still on the website. We're going to end. 2 seconds. 1 second. Shout at the buzzer. Rims around. Wouldn't go. That was Mia Steele. She took a left-handed floater. About a 10-footer. It rolled out. She shot it on the run. We're going to go to half overtime once again. Hamilton Heights, two overtime games in the sectional. First game of the regional, Hamilton Heights and Garrett, overtime again. So we're going to put 4 minutes on the clock. That's half of a quarter. I'll say it again. Mr. Arnett Cooper let me know about that rule. I didn't know. First time I saw the overtime years ago. Arnett says that's half of a quarter. So there you go. Except if you're in the NBA, it's just 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes instead of 6 for a 12-minute quarter in the NBA. So good ball game in the works right here. Basketball on a Saturday morning. Both coaches talking with their respective squads. What a ball game. So 10 a.m., 12 noon, and then 8 p.m. I'll mention the upper bracket right there at Jimtown. Their final game tonight will be at 7:30. West Noble playing Griffith. South Bend Washington playing Culver Academy. The bottom bracket right there, Charleston, they're also playing at 7:30 tonight. That's Vincennes and Gibson Southern, Silver Creek and Rushville. And right there at Greencastle, top bracket, Indian Creek, Brownstown. At 10 o'clock and at noon, it's Bishop Chittard and Tri-West. So those are the 16 teams in the regional for Class 3A. Here's jumping up again. Michaela Moran is going to jump it up. It's going to be tipped and controlled by Hamilton Heights. Reaching in there, getting the basketball, Ella Hickok. Art off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound, Michaela. She'll get fouled. She'll go the foul stripe. She'll shoot a couple. Michaela Moran, she went to the foul stripe earlier. She got both of them. She's going to shoot at the other basket this time. Michaela Moran, she's above 60% on the season. First shot up and good. I remember Michaela when she was a freshman. She's a senior now. We were at Newcastle. She was nervous at Newcastle, but she's not right here. Second shot rims around, wouldn't go. She got the first win at 38-37. Lady Huskies by one. We played 15 seconds in the overtime. 3:45 left. Working on the left side with the basketball. That's number 10, Bailey Kellum. She'll bring it back out. They'll reset the offense with Natalie Armstrong. At the top of the arc, she'll work back right side, being guarded by Ellie Hickok. Armstrong going to drive the lane. She'll kick it to the corner. Owen Faith for three. Owen Faith got the bucket. Right corner baseline. 3-point shot good for Faith Owen. 40-38. Garrett gets the lead again. They're by two. We're working outside the arc. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. Kaylee Roten, she'll bring the ball back out and reset the offense. Working against her is 10, Bailey Kellum. Out top, Ella Hickok. On the dribble, working against her, 20, McKenna Malcolm. They'll go to the corner with it, Mia Shields. Defense is good by Faith Owen. She'll dish the ball back out to Cameron Runner. 2:50 left in the overtime period. 40-38, Garrett in front. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Cameron Runner going to dribble in. She'll pass it down low. Michaela Moran, she'll go off the glass, couldn't get it. She'll go back up to the board. It's going to be ripped out of there by 12, Morgan Ostrowski. 40-38, Garrett by two with the basketball in the front court. 2:25 left. Deep in the front court, Natalie Armstrong. Ella Hickok going to guard her a little closer. Terry will be shipped away, stolen. Mia Shields, she's going to go the distance. She'll go off the glass, get the bucket. Avoiding the block shot by Bailey Kellum, Mia Shields good, ties the ball game. 40-40, 2:02, crossover. Natalie Armstrong off the glass left side, wouldn't get it. Rebound wouldn't go. They're going to call foul. Trying to rebound put back is number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. She gets fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two. They're going to whistle a foul on number 10, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to pick up her four, excuse me, going to pick up foul number five here in the overtime. So they're going to whistle this on Cameron Runner. Coach Keegan Cherry going to have 30 seconds to get a replacement. Two shots at the stripe. They're going to let her stand still for this first shot. They'll set for her after the first shot. First shot good. Number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. Take that back. They changed the foul. Foul's whistled on Michaela. I was thinking so. Michaela has three. Cameron Runner still has four. 1:57 left. 41-40. Shot wouldn't go. She got the front end of a two-shot foul. That was 12. Morgan Ostrowski. Huskies in the front court. Cameron Runner kicks it back out. Michaela ran back to Runner. She'll dribble top of the circle. Turnaround jumper. She'll take a two. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured, number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. 41-40. Garrett in front with the basketball. Going to be a push foul out top. They're going to whistle this. We'll see if it's on number 2, Ella Hickok. Hickok picks up her third foul. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see Hadley Cherry. 41-40, taking a breather. It's Cameron Runner. She's going to set down play offensively. Going to be a little offense-defense for Coach Keegan Cherry. Cameron Runner with four fouls going to set right here for the defensive stage. This front court action by Garrett. They toss it to the back court. Cross their timeline, Faith Owen. Going to be a foul call. Going to be whistled on Hadley Cherry. It's going to be the seventh foul. They'll put her on the line with a common foul, shooting the bonus. Hadley Cherry has two. She'll check out of the ballgame. Medium five right there as Cameron Runner re-enters the ballgame. 41-40. A minute and a half left here in the first overtime. At the free throw line, number 14, Faith Owen. First shot up, rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound by Kayla Moran. 1:28 on the game clock. Garrett by one. 41-40 in the front court. 1:20 left. Work at this. Kaylee Roten out top, she'll dribble around. She'll bring it back out top again. A lot of bumping going on, no foul yet. Out top of the basketball, backpedal dribble, Mia Shields. She'll dribble in. 1:06 left. on the dribble outside. She'll pick up a screen from Michaela to pick up her dribble. Right there, Mia Shields, and a timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. Kind of a troublesome picked up the dribble there. He had to call timeout to save the possession. 1:01 left. Timeout called, 60-second timeout called by Hamilton Heights. 1:01 left, 41-40. We are in the first overtime here in the 10 o'clock ball game at Belmont High School. Regional competition. Good ball game in the works. And we thank you for tuning in. PutMeInSports.com. PutMeInSports.com will be back tonight for the 8 o'clock ball game. Will not be here for the next game at noon. Next game probably, we'll see if it starts at noon. It's 11:21. This game, the duration, working pretty good. Final polls, Class 3A, at the top at South Bend, Washington, 23-3. Number two is Garrett, 25-1. Number three, Benton Central, 25-1. Number four is Silver Creek, 22-2. Norwell, 19-5 at number five. And at number six, it's Shea Stanley. Number seven, it's Washington. Number eight, tied at number eight, Hamilton Heights and Mishawaka Marion. Going to be inbound. Side court, left of Husky bench. Cameron Leonard gets it in. Ella Hickok. Elbow left side. She'll work it right there to Michaela Moran. Going to get called for a skip travel. Going to move one of those foot right here on the jump stop. Going to give the ball back to Garrett. 41-40. Going to be inbound backcourt. Check in substitution for Hamilton Heights. Number 24, Hadley Cherry. Taking a breather. Number 20, Kaylee Roten. Going to bring the ball in from backcourt. Hamilton Heights 3, guarding 3 in the backcourt. Cross-court pass, Natalie Armstrong. She'll jump pass out of there to Faith Owen. Back to Natalie. Defense good by the Huskies across the timeline on the dribble. Faith Owen, she'll bounce it back adjacent to Natalie Armstrong. Going to be a foul call. Back in the ball game here momentarily. We're going to see Kaylee Roten. Hadley Cherry going to take a breather. Foul's whistle on number two, Ella Hickok. She's got four. Two on the floor for Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies with four fouls. Ella Hickok and Cameron Runner. 41-40. Garrett in front. Bonus at the strike. Got the first one. It's number four, Natalie Armstrong, makes it a two-point ball game. Garrett by two, 42-40. 39.6 left. Overtime. Second shot also good. Timeout called. Going to be a 60-second timeout. Garrett, Lady Railroaders, Bob LaPotte calls the 60. We'll finish those up. Final polls, Class 3A. Again, we'll start again. Number one, South Bend, Washington. Two, Garrett. Three, Benton Central. Four, Silver Creek. Five, Norwell. Six, Jay County. Seven, Washington. Tied at number eight is Hamilton Heights and Mishawaka Marion. Tied at number 10 is Evansville Memorial and Twin Lakes. Number 12 is Corydon Central. And number 13 is West Lafayette. Three of those top 13 participants final poll, Class 3A. Three of those teams are from the Hoosier Conference. Benton Central from the West, Hamilton Heights from the East, and Twin Lakes from the West. So looking for a good final part of the ball game right here. We'll see if they can finish this up in one overtime. We'll see if it does take two. Hamilton Heights synonymous for multiple overtimes. Back in the day, probably about 20 years ago, Bill Bowen went three overtimes with Highland, and then he went five with McConaughey, and those were in the same season. 43-40, Huskies cross the timeline. There'll be a foul bump. Natalie Armstrong. There'll be a bump foul. She'll foul Cameron Runner. Not quite sure that wasn't a play on the item. I'm not sure. 35.4. Left on the clock, 43-40. Cameron Runner gets one in bonus. She'll get the first one. She'll get one more. 43-41, shoved back in the ballgame. Hadley Cherry wears number 24. She'll come in for defensive purposes. Kaylee Roten takes a breather. Going to get one more. Cameron Runner, 43-41. She makes both of them. It's a one-point game again. 35.4. Huskies defensively in the backcourt. They're passing the back and forth back to Natalie. It's going to be stolen. Mia Shields, a low pass. She steps up, makes a reception. Pretty easy catch. They'll go to the corner. Back and work it back outside. 43-42. 18 seconds left. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. Elbow left side. She'll dribble back in. She'll take a floater off the glass. Wouldn't go. Foul called. Cameron Runner going to shoot a couple. 12.4 left. 43-42. Fouls whistled on number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. At the free throw line, Cameron Runner. No more, no additional Huskies on the lane. She'll shoot the first one. It'll rim out, rim off. It revolutioned the rim. It looked like it was going down. She'll get one more to try to tie the ball game at 43 with this second shot. 12.4 seconds left in overtime. Second shot, good. Tie ball game at 43. 12.4 left. They get into Natalie Armstrong. She's going to cross-court pass back to face Owen. 6 seconds. They're still in the backcourt across the timeline at 4 seconds. Natalie Armstrong. Out top, face Owen. Long three at the buzzer. We'll go to double overtime. Shot wouldn't go. Face Owen. Had to take an off-balance shot for the three. Didn't draw iron. We'll go to the second overtime at Belmont High School. Regional competition. So they'll work it from here. 4 more minutes on the clock. We'll see another jump ball. This jump ball will be the rubber match. First jump ball was secured by Garrett. Second jump ball, first overtime, was secured by Hamilton Heights. It's a task right here. Regional basketball, girls variety. Good way to go here at Belmont High School. And we do thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. This game is well honored. They are well honored to support Indiana's game. That's the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers. They are proud partners of the IHSAA. 4 minutes as the first buzzer. 60-second timeout between the overtime periods. So we'll go for overtime number two. Both teams walking out on the floor. Michaela Moran for Hamilton Heights, 6'3". Going to jump it up against Morgan Ostrowski, 6'1". Both of them are seniors. There's the whistle. See how the toss is. Toss is good. Tipped twice to the backcourt, picked up by Kaylee Roten. Huskies get the rubber match on the tip. 43-43. Beginning the second overtime out top of the basketball on the dribble, Ella Hickok. She'll dribble it in. She'll kick it back out. Mia Shields. Mia Shields straight away. A couple of steps behind the arc. Guarding her is Faith Owen. Work it back out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok. Being guarded right there by McKenna Malcolm. She'll dribble left. She'll cross over. She'll go back right. She'll bring the ball back out on a backpedal dribble. 3:25 on the game clock. 43-43. They'll work it right side baseline. Cameron Runner. She'll bring it back out. Reset the offense. Out top. She'll work it. Elbow left side. Now back out. She'll back it back out. Elbow again. Back to Ella Hickok. Hickok with a little bit slower dribble. Ella working it there. Works it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner double team. Dribbles out of it. Cameron Runner going to go inside the arc out top. Kaylee Roten, she'll step in, shoot a two. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Garrett. It's Natalie Armstrong with the board. She'll take it across the timeline. Tie ball game at 43. Second overtime, shot off the mark. Wouldn't go for Armstrong. Turnaround jumper, going to be a foul committed. Going to the stripe is going to be number 12, Morgan Ostrowski for Garrett. They're going to whistle this on 42. Michaela Moran, she'll pick up her fourth foul. So, 3 Lady Huskies on the floor with 4 fouls. First shot up and good. Two shot foul right here for number 12, Morgan Ostrowski. 44-43, Garrett in front. Mikayla Moran, Cameron Brunner, and Ella Hickok each with four fouls. She gets the second one, got both of them. That's Morgan Ostrowski. Can be brought up from the backcourt. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. That's Cameron Brunner. Working against her is Natalie Armstrong. She'll work at left side. Two-point ball game. Garrett in front. Second overtime. 2:25 left. We're going to right side. Cameron Brunner will go hard off the glass. Would go. Rebound secured there by McKenna Malcolm. Works it back to Natalie Armstrong in the front court. They'll work it back around. Faith Owens. Back to Armstrong. Armstrong going to dribble in. Just outside the paint. The steal. Opportunity. Going to be a jump ball. Ella Hickok reached in there and knocked the ball loose. Two on the floor right there, Ella Hickok and Natalie Armstrong ties it up. Going to be a jump ball possession on the alternate arrow, goes back to Garrett. 2:05 left, 45-43. Going to be brought in right of the bucket by Armstrong. She'll go to the corner with it to Malcolm. She'll dribble in. She got a pass. She'll dish off in the paint. Work it back around. Ostrowski back out top again. They're working to Faith Owen. Now Armstrong on the dribble. Working against her loosely is Mia Shields. On the dribble, she'll go right, she'll dish off. On the dribble there, number 10, Bailey Kellum. Taking some clock right here. Garrett, going to be kicked out of bounds. Good hands there by Mia Shields. Deflected the pass from by Armstrong to Malcolm in the corner. Going to stay in the front court. Going to belong to Garrett. The Lady Railroaders going to bring it in left of their bucket on their baseline. 1:38 left, 45-43, Garrett in front on the dribble out top. Natalie Armstrong working against her. Ella Hickok, she picked up the dribble. Timeout called. Going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Bob Lapatis. They're calling, he's going to turn it into a 60. He must not have had a 30. He's going to turn it into a 60-second timeout. And we'll remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers .com since 1983. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. Great cars, great trucks, great prices, and great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. Fishers, Indiana, 46038. The second location is Fritz and Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. That's in Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Both teams out to the surface now. 1:31 left. Second overtime. 45-43. Ball going to be brought in the front court by Garrett. They'll cross it slightly to the back court. Bringing across the timeline. Look at you. Is number 14, Faith Owen. She'll bounce it to the left corner baseline. Back out from Malcolm to Owen. That's straight away in the center circle. Armstrong back to Faith. Faith Owen going to be a push foul. And number 2, Ella Hickok, is going to lead the ball game. She's played a great ball game. She's an excellent dribbler. She's going to pick up her 5th foul. She'll step out. She'll get a hug from the substitute. Substitute in the ball game is 24, Hadley Cherry. Ella Hickok played 32 minutes plus 7. Picked up her 5th foul in the contest. She is a sophomore. Set for a shot on the way. Good. At the free throw line, number 10, Bailey Kellum. Bailey Kellum's going to get one more. Step back to the stripe. 83% free throw shooter. Second shot, rims off, wouldn't go. 3-point ball game. Huskies in the front court. 1:12 left. On the dribble, turnaround jumper. Left elbow, wouldn't go. As Cameron Brunner Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to give it back to Garrett. Going to be brought in. They go 84 feet. They bring it in to Faith Owen. Cross-court pass. Natalie Armstrong back to Faith. Trying to get her across the timeline. They'll pass it across the timeline in the front court. Number 10, Bailey Kellum. Whistle. There's going to be a foul committed. Lady Huskies going to call a foul on Lady Huskies. Put them at the line. Double bonus in effect for Garrett. A foul whistle on Kaylee Roten. She has one. So she's got fouls to give. 59.4 left. 4-point ball game. First free throw is good. It's 47-43. At the free throw line for Garrett is number 4, Natalie Armstrong. She flies the second one. Got both of them. 5-point ball game. Lady Huskies crossing the timeline. 55 seconds. Working outside the arc. They'll bring it back out. Cameron Runner. She'll pick up the screen. Defense is good. They'll bounce it back to Hadley. Now back to Cameron Runner. Outside the arc. She'll dribble. Looking for that shot. She'll dribble in. She'll take an underhanded scoop shot. Got it. Underhanded scoop shot. Got the foul. She'll shoot one more. Just as good as a three-pointer if she can make this one. Cameron Runner at the free throw stripe. As mentioned, Cameron Runner shooting 81% at the free throw stripe. 23 ball games. Three-point play is good. 39.9 left. 2-point ball game. Garrett by two, 48-46. Throwing it back and forth in the backcourt, trying to break the timeline. They do. Pass at the top of the circle there to Bailey Kellum. Kellum with the basketball deep in the front court, being guarded right there. Reach in. Mia Shields couldn't get the ball back. Going to reach in. Out top. Moving the basketball. 19 seconds left. 48-46. 16 seconds left in the second overtime. Coach on the Garrett bench wanting an intentional foul. That's going to be a hard foul to call in a game such as this. 48-46. At the free throw line, number 10, Bailey Kellum. 2-point ball game. Garrett in front at the free throw line. 16 seconds left. First shot good. Bailey Kellum. A foul was whistled on Hadley Sherry. She's got three. Double bonus for each side. 16 seconds left. Kellum, second shot. Rims off, rims in. Rimmed around, fell in. It's a 4-point ball game. 14 seconds left. Cameron Runner in the front court. Picks up a screen, looking for an opening. Looking for an opening, going to get to the right side. 6 seconds left. Hadley Sherry, going to be a timeout call. Timeout called by Coach Keegan Sherry. When overtime starts, no matter how many timeouts you have left, you get two more. I believe it's two. And I'm going to say you got another two for the second overtime. Keegan Sherry going to talk it over. Football is different. You go to overtime in football, high school level. If you haven't used all your timeouts, then you don't get them. They go to the wayside, and you get one in the overtime period for football. 4.4 seconds left. 50-46. Garrett Lady Railroaders in front. 11:39 on the wristwatch. And next game probably going to start closer to 12:30. Maybe later than that, we'll go to 3:00 OT. Going to be brought in from the opposite the scores bench on the side court. Going to be brought in by Kaylee Roten. Lady Huskies ready. Garrett, defensively, here we go. Brought in by Kaylee Roten. She gets it in. Off the glass, 2-point shot, good. Michaela Moran gets the final bucket. Going to end the 2-point ball game. Double overtime, 50-48. Garrett, Lady Railroaders, will advance to tonight's 8 o'clock contest. They'll play the winner of Benton Central and Belmont. Both teams walking side by side, crossing each other, medium five down the road. What a ball game. Hamilton Heights, three postseason ball games, went to overtime out of the four. Lady Huskies going to jog into their locker room. Garrett going to get ready for 8 o'clock action. So Well, Mitchell, we thank you for tuning in. We hope you'll tune in tonight. 8 p.m. ballgame. We'll get some notes collected. We'll be back 7:45. We'll start the 8 p.m. contest. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. Sound check. She listens to every ballgame. Hoping we don't drop a signal. We do once in a while. Put me in sports. Glad to bring the IHSAA broadcast to you. We appreciate you listening, working in year number 13. Well, Mitchell, no matter if you're home or away, if you're teaching or doing the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning. If we're going to talk with Coach Kikincherry, I tell you what, Coach Kikincherry, 3 overtime games of 4 postseason. What a game you just experienced.
Yeah, that was a great basketball game, and unfortunately, we're on the short side of it, but that's a really good basketball team. I mean, Garrett's really good. They've got all the pieces. They've got the size. They've got shooters. We're disappointed that we didn't get it done and we didn't get what we wanted. But I couldn't be more proud of a locker room, and I couldn't be more proud of a group of girls from a standpoint of going out and executing a game plan. You know, we played man-to-man the majority of the game today, and you've watched us a lot this year, AJ, and, you know, that's not something that we've done. So they really committed to guarding, and I thought we held them under their average, you know, and that's with 2 overtimes. So our defense was good. Our defense was good enough to win. The margin for error was slim. So, you know, it's a basket here or there, at the corner of the board. It's a free throw here or there. And we talk about it all the time. It's the little things over the course of the game that add up in the end. But not one girl lost that game for us tonight. There were plays that could have been made and wasn't made by all of us. I could have been better. Girls could have made shots. You know, there are a lot of things that we can look back on and reflect. And we'll have time to do that. But I'm going to go enjoy this season with the girls in that locker room. I'm going to tell them how proud I am of them. How they fought tonight and how they represented our program, community, and school in a top-notch fashion. That's what we're going to that locker room and do now.
That's awesome. These girls would run through a wall for you.
They're a great group, and I love them all like my own daughter.
Thank you very much. That's Coach Kikincherry talking after the ball game. Big ball game. I tell you what, that was a doozy. I'm going to take a breather right now, and I'm going to walk towards the Garrett locker room, see if you'd like to say a few words. I know he's got another ball game coming up. You're going to get some time off right here, just a chance to rest. And we'll walk this direction, see if we can find him. We're going to set this down for just a moment. Okay, again, we're going to talk to Garrett, Lady Railroaders coach. I tell you what, Bob Lapadopanis.
Lapadon,
I tell you what, that's still a name. Lunch with them, if you didn't get it wrong. But I'm going to tell you what a ball game. Your girls were ready for the duration.
They were. I mean, Hamilton Heights, we know, is a fantastic team, and really a team a lot like we were 2 years ago when we were here. They're young, couple of seniors that lead them. So we knew it would be a fight because we knew how hard we fought 2 years ago against a senior-laden Benton Central team. So we knew they were going to fight, and, you know, we've talked about enjoy the journey, and we've talked about competitive maturity. And, you know, the competitive maturity really stood out today. They hung in there. They never wavered. You know, we're an emotional team. I'm an emotional coach. They're an emotional team, and I felt like they all held their emotions very well today. I tried. So, and that's the thing. You can't lose your focus in big games like this where you go home if you do. And it's just great senior leadership. We got 8 seniors. You know, Bailey and Chenna were just amazing as underclassmen. And just so excited to get to play another game.
I mean, to watch them, this whole game, and half of it, get some rest. And do you care which team you play tonight at 8 o'clock?
Well, Belmont be easier to prepare for just because we've already played them. But, you know, I think you want the big stage. You want the, you know, you get 27-1 and 26-1 playing tonight. That's as big as it gets. And that's what we've tried to do at this program is put it on the biggest stage possible. And I think that's the biggest stage possible. So we're ready either way. Like I told him before that game, I just want to coach him another game. I don't care who it's against. So we get to do that and we're going to look forward to it.
Sounds good. I'll be here. I'll be ready to go.
Awesome. I really appreciate you. It's nice to meet you. Thanks.
Thanks. That is Coach Lapida. And he's going to coach the 8 o'clock game. We're fortunate for him to spend time with us also. Put me in sports, going to bow out of here. We'll be back at quarter till 8 this evening. Thank you for listening.